California at the Arena Lounge, a video game lounge where All Games Radio goes on 5 days a week, right? And this sitting next to me is Scott Rubin. Now, Scott, if you can briefly describe, we have a little bit of a history.
Yeah, a little bit.
Try to keep it short and clean.
A little bit. Well, we go back almost 8-9 years. The All Games Network, a channel on sudo.com. Laura was a director, very good director, controlling all the shots. And I ran a channel about video games. Fast forward 5 years or so, Laura was the AGN news girl for a little bit.
Oh, that's right, I did that. She did AGN news,
and she was sometimes on Lilith and Eve, the girl gaming show.
I did that as well.
And she was a professional lounger. She would lounge and sleep on her desk. And
I was really good at sleeping at work.
Sleeping at work was good.
Good. And looking in the mirror.
Yes.
I was really good at looking in the mirror.
Yeah. And she loved chat. She would also get in chat. And then we got recruited to come out here to Hollywood to create the G4 television network, which happened in like 2000. And we then co-hosted a show together called G4TV.com.
Good times. And hilarity ensued.
Yeah, hilarity did ensue.
Hilarity ensued. And so that's a little bit of our background, and now you know. And you can look that all up on the internet. Yeah. But let's talk about what's going on now. What are we doing here?
All right, well, basically, after I left G4, I wanted to kind of go back to the whole world of webcasting, which is where your roots are. Yeah, no rules, the ability to kind of not adhere to broadcast standards, not commercial breaks. It's all about this kind of two-way medium, using the internet for what it can do, which is bridge the gap between you and the audience by doing a show that the people in the chat room and the people listening live can influence. So here,
let me just clarify that real first. I mean, you were one of the first people ever to do interactive media like that. And at the time, it was a little, you know, no one had heard of it. Like where they're watching you and interacting you and affecting what the hosts do live.
We were doing broadband TV when there was no broadband to have, you know, and so Sudo went through $60 million and 250 employees.
Good times with the free cell phone.
Went through a lot of fun times with that money, but we went through that all when people couldn't really get TV on the internet. Now it seems like this would be the perfect time for Sudo, but it's not here. So I'm trying to bring it back in the term of gaming, which is the people who are mostly online and have broadband, they're gamers. So we come here every day and we do internet talk shows where we talk to the listeners. We talk about games, we interview people, we cover events, and then we play a lot of video game music. We actually have 13 affiliates.
You play video game music?
Yeah, soundtracks from the
game. Do you know Jonathan Mann?
Yes, the Mario Opera.
Yes, good times.
He's been on the show. But we actually have 13 other independent shows that are produced all around the country that we syndicate through our radio station here at Arena.
And are those gaming shows as well, or what's the content?
All different, gaming. Mostly talk about, you know, different genres. Some people are doing reviews, some people take phone calls. But we're the only ones that really go live for a couple hours every single day. And that really is a big difference. Most people think of podcasts, it's like listening on your iPod on demand.
Download it and we'll listen to it later.
But we love the fact that we are live. People can hear us all over the world. We get callers. There's a map up there of all our listeners. People call us live from Kuwait, from Australia, from Germany.
And how do they find you? Like, I mean,
iTunes.
iTunes blew you up.
The majority of people find our show and our network from iTunes. They got an iPod, they're looking for something to listen to, and they get addicted because it's not just me. I'm one of the hosts. But as you see, there's Lawrence, there's Jessica.
We've got a crew here.
There's Gay James, there's Oscar, who's into like RPGs. There's, you know, so many different personalities because gaming isn't just about one type of person or one type of genre. It's about so many different styles.
And I think what you're doing here is also you're kind of building a community. You know, they come back every day. They know what they're going to get. And, you know, it's a friendship.
It is. And I think that was the one thing I learned when I first started doing the shows back in 96 was if you're going to do a show, you got to show up every day. You can't do it once in a while or once even every week. I believe you got to show up every day. And that's why every single day for the last year and a half.
Every day,
5 days a week. And on Fridays, which is today, Free Play Friday, we're on the air from 3:30 till probably 9 o'clock at night, drinking, taking calls. But sometimes we'll talk about movies and TV shows like Heroes.
Right.
Great show.
I don't watch television. I think it rots your mind.
You'd really like Heroes. It's a very good show. And so we talk about games and music and all that. Women, a lot of sex talk. Like my wife calls in.
Okay.
It can get a little crazy.
What does she talk about?
Well, she was here playing the Wii.
Okay.
Like 2 weeks ago. And when we read the chatters' names at the end of the show, people will kind of change their name so that the person reading them, usually Jessica, has to say whatever they name it.
When it's something funny, dirty.
Yeah. So someone wrote the word, I give good... when my wife was reading the chatters, and she said, I give good... So I use that sound effect on the air quite a bit now. But it's like no hold bars. There's no censorship, and... you know, it's
just, and like, how many callers would you say you get per episode? Is it just random? Depends on the day.
All the time. I don't shut off the phone, it will ring the whole show.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, we have to shut it off during the news because people will just call in, even if they're not listening live. They know we're on the air. They'll call in. It's a toll free number,
right.
And we also
what is the number? You might as well go ahead. So let's give out the URLs, the chat rooms, the numbers.
866-880-0156. That's the toll free number. You can call us any day, even when we're not on the air. You can call and leave a message, and then of course you can Skype us, All Games Radio, and the website is the same website it's been for 10 years.
Allgames.com. I have t-shirts.
Yeah, t-shirts. There it is.
Oh, I don't have the new one.
Yeah, that's the new one.
It's a new one. I like it. All right, well, Scott, I'm going to let you get back to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming by.
Miss your face.